a popular pastor in Congo who drinks human blood by Lady Adeline of France too. My dear, a popular pastor in the Democratic Republic of Congo preaches very well. I watched him on television and social network. He is very popular and everybody knows him in the country. He has a massive church there in Congo, though I can't remember the name of his church. Very recently, he was supposed to preach in France Bastille Hall. I wanted to attend his seminar. I was about to register. But in the night when I went to sleep, I had a tremendous dream in which I was in Congo in the capital. I took a bus that was moving in the city, in which there was a sister that was crying. I felt pity for her and asked her, "My sister, what's wrong?" And she told me, "Lady, you won't be able to help." When we got off the bus, the sister told me, "I am having an affair with an important leader in the country that is already married. When this relationship began, the man told me, 'You make sure that our affair remains secret. You should not tell anybody. This leader really takes care of me and meet my financial need. But I am pregnant. And since I informed him that I am pregnant, he is not answering my phone anymore. Lady, the only way you can help me is this way. Take this phone number and give him a call." Brother, I took down the number that I saw a vision in this dream. Actually, as soon as I called the number and the phone began to ring, my spiritual eyes opened and I saw the house of this popular pastor that I watched on TV. I was stunned to discover that I was calling his house. It seems that he was sick and laying on the bed when he picked up the phone and realized that I called on behalf of his lover who was pregnant. He was alarmed that his secret was out. And he got uncomfortable. I saw his children bringing him orange juice for he was in unease. Since he does not drink orange juice, he was brought red juice. I was disappointed to see that it was the pastor that I watch in the media. The Lord asked me, "What are you seeing?" "I am seeing the pastor drinking juice." The Lord said, "What color is it?" I said, "Lord, it's red juice." The Lord said, "This is the pastor you watch on television. You must know that he is extremely dangerous. He is not mine. He is a false prophet. Every Sunday after delivering the message to the people in the church, he goes back home in order to drink human blood. What you see him drinking is not juice but human blood. He is a blood-drinking Satanist. He is wicked." My dear, I always watch the preaching of this pastor, but it is when I was about to go attend his convention in Paris that the Lord revealed his identity. The Lord said, "Every Sunday after preaching in the church, he comes back home and drinks human blood." The Lord said, "Tell my people to pray at home. I will expose false prophets and I will not hide them anymore." Later on, when I prayed, the Lord went on to show me the implication of a church where the leader is satanic. It was in the year 2019. Back then I used to see on YouTube and television people denouncing men of God and popular pastors of the country. But I was uncomfortable whenever I saw people criticizing men of God. In truth, I was not in favor of people denouncing popular pastors. Yet in the Bible, the scripture says we must denounce evil works. John 7:7 The world cannot hate you, since you are part of it, but it does hate me because I denounce it and testify that its deeds are evil. I was confused. And I wonder, I kept saying, what if people leave these big churches of these pastors? Where are they going? I kept saying, even if these pastors are Satanists, what matters is that they are getting the people to the Lord Jesus Christ, and they are using the Bible. I really did not know what was the right stance to adopt on this matter. And I was concerned. God saw what was in my heart and mind and he came in his infinite love to respond to me. Please share this vision for it is essential for the people of our generation. I went to sleep as usual. As soon as I slept, I saw my eyes opening. Firstly, I saw that I was not seeing the wall of my room. Secondly, I noticed that my view was much clearer and better than my optic eyes. My vision was sharpened. I came to understand that this was not an optical view. I was actually seeing a vision. Otherwise, I would have seen the wall of my room. When I looked, I saw a massive church full of people that were praying. Quickly I felt the presence of God beside me. The Lord asked me, "Adeline, what are you seeing?" I said, "Lord, I can see a church full of people." The Lord asked me, "Look inside the church. What are you seeing happening in this church?" When I looked, I said, "Lord, I can see that people are praying fervently." The Lord said, "Look carefully at what is happening in this church." When I looked again, I saw that when people were praying, white smoke was released from them. And this white smoke that was coming out of people was rising. I said, "Lord, I can see white smoke rising from the body of people." The Lord said, "The smoke you see is the prayers of the saint. Now look above the church and see what is happening." When I looked again, I saw that I was able to see inside the church and also above the church. And when I looked above the church, I saw three angels. They had wings. I said, Lord, I can see three angels. The Lord said, Now look at the activity of the angels above the church. When I looked again, I saw the three angels collecting the smoke that were the prayers of the saints. Whenever these angels were assembling this white smoke with their hands, they were blowing them in the air. As people kept praying, this smoke kept rising, and these angels kept pulling this smoke with their hands, and they were blowing them in the air. The Lord asked me, Are you seeing what angels are doing? I said, Lord, I can see. The Lord told me, Keep watching them. When the saints that were praying sat down, the pastor started to preach. Then I saw a mysterious element coming down from the sky descending to the church. When I looked, I saw the three angels collecting elements that were coming down from the sky to this church. Quickly, they were joined by another group of angels that came specially to get these elements that these three angels were collecting. When they got these elements that were assembled by the three angels, they left and went to store them in a warehouse. I saw that they did not collect all the elements, for they left the three angels with a handful of these elements that were falling from the sky. Then I saw the three angels dropping little proportion of these elements in the church, as people were hearing the preaching. These mysterious elements kept coming down from the sky, and the three angels were dropping some in the church, but a huge proportion was taken to a depot by angels that came to collect them. To my surprise, the Lord told me, These three angels above this church are not my angels. I said, Lord, how can it be? What do you mean? Lord, I saw them collecting prayers of your people and dropping elements from heaven in the church. The Lord said, This is the reason I have come to reveal to you the spiritual activity that happens behind the scenes in the church. My daughter, whenever the leader of a local church is a false prophet, angels of Satan are present and active behind the scene. When the leader is a witch, a member of Freemasons or a mystic, he would sign a pact with Satan and the devil will send his three angels in our church whose purpose is to capture the prayers of the members. You saw these angels of Satan's blowing the smoke in the air, and the smoke that are the prayers of members of this local church could not reach my throne. They were captured by the angels of Satan. This is because the leader has signed a pact with Lucifer. The elements that you saw coming down to the church are the blessing that I bestow upon everybody, whether they are believer or unbeliever, since I cause the sun to rise on the evil and the good, and I send rain on the righteous and the unrighteous. Likewise, every man on this earth has received a portion of my blessing, whether they accept me or not. These are ordinary blessings that the angels of Satan were collecting in order to store them in their warehouse and depot. This is because Lucifer is ruling this church. Among these blessings that were coming down in this church that these wicked angels stole from my people, there are even spiritual gifts that I bestowed on my people. These angels of Satan are stealing even spiritual gifts of my people, and they are taking them to the depots of Satan. Do you know that the devil has a depot, a warehouse where he keeps what he has stolen? I already told you that the devil has nothing. Whatever he used is what he has stolen from you. He used your power and spiritual gifts, for he has no power. You have seen how he sent his angels to steal. The Lord said, Did you notice that these angels were taking away a huge proportion of the blessing coming from heaven, and they were dropping in the church, just a little proportion of these blessings? This is in order to keep these members in the church, for when these members will see the blessing in their lives, they will feel the need to keep coming to this church, failing to understand that a greater portion of their blessing was stolen and a little portion was given to them. The Lord said, When these angels of Satan steal spiritual gifts that I send to my children, they often give some of them to these pastors that have signed pacts with them, enabling them to perform miracles and manifest capacity for whatever the devil give is what he has stolen. Whenever people come to the devil for blessing, money and notoriety, he goes to the depot and warehouse where he keeps what he has stolen from my people and give them to his acolytes. The Lord said, Tell my people this, in a local church, it is the leader that matters. Whenever the leader is compromised with the devil, it does not matter how much his collaborators pray, it will not work. If the leader is in fellowship and intimacy with me, even if his collaborators are witches and occultists, they will not have power over the church. Later I saw in a dream a church where people were praying. When I saw women with their head covers, I thought the Spirit of God is here, I will come back to attend. When I went home to get my Bible and come back in my arrival, I saw that the church was more numerous than the way I left it. To my surprise, I saw that women no longer had their heads covered. I wondered what it is that had happened to this church to go through modernization. Finally, I decided not to join this church because of the change that I saw. When I went back home, surprisingly, I saw members of this church running towards my place, and they were knocking on my gate in panic. They begged me to let them in to hide. I said, Why are you running? What's wrong with your church? Why all of a sudden everything has changed? Women don't cover themselves anymore. In the meantime, members of this congregation kept joining us and running away from the church. People kept coming and there was no place to put these members anymore. I could not understand why they were running away from their church. They told me, "We have pity for brothers and sisters that are left there." When I woke up from this dream, I wondered what is the meaning of this? Immediately I heard the audible voice of the Lord. He told me, "Adeline, I am the one who gave you this dream about Pastor So-and-so church. I have a warning for him. You're going to tell this servant to restore the teaching that he has modified. He is changing and perverting sound doctrine to another gospel. Tell him to preach my word the way it is without modification. He must stop inverting my word and must amend his preaching. He must return to the biblical gospel. Otherwise, he is going to precipitate his soul and all his members to the flames of hellfire. Warn his members to check everything the leader is preaching to see if it is in sound doctrine or not. Otherwise, they must come out. Failing to do so, they will fall in hellfire. His doctrine is of the devil. It's not mine anymore. He is perverting my word. Unless he returns to sound teaching, he will not inherit my kingdom, including his members." I did not know this pastor until I typed his name in Google. And I recognized his face when I saw it. The Lord was angry when he said, "This pastor gave himself a title that angered me." I could not bear the explosive voice of the Lord because of his anger. "I want to warn you, man of God, to remove that title you are carrying." Then the Lord showed me a second church. They were many people praying, the smoke of their prayer was rising. I saw three angels above this church collecting the smoke that was the prayers of the saints. Quickly, I noticed that these angels were whiter than snow, their brightening wings as white as snow. I saw that they were different from the angels I saw in the previous church. They were whiter than the snow. When I saw them, I exclaimed, "Oh my God, these ones must be the angels of God." The Lord said, "You are right. These are my angels." I was filled with the rapture of delight to see the radiant angels of God that were collecting prayer, which they were sending to angels that were above them in the sky. And these angels in the sky also took these prayers up to another group of angels and so on. It's like these angels were endless. I said, "Glory to God." The Lord said, "The leader in this church is not in the occult." The smoke of prayers was rising from the church and the angels were collecting them. And then I saw blessing coming down in this church. The smoke was moving up from one group of angels to the other. Likewise, I saw blessings coming down from one group of angels to the other. When it reached the last group that was above the church, the angels of the church began to distribute them to the people in the church. The Lord said, "Tell my people, each one of them must have weekly days of personal prayer at home. Their pastor does not need to even know about it. You must learn to keep secret your personal prayer for fear of coming under attack. They must build a strong prayer life at home. That's where the enemy will have no power in their life. If they were a member of a Satan church, thanks to prayer life at home, I will reveal to them the secret about their leaders. And once I reveal to them about their pastor, tell them that they must come out and they must build a prayer life at home. I will reveal to you the condition of the place where you pray."